with BookBeat. I'm Don Swain.
There are people who regard me as a novelist and people who regard me as a travel writer and people who read both. Bless them.
That's Paul Theroux, known for such books as The Mosquito Coast and The Great Railway Bazaar. Theroux's latest novel is Ozone, which is set some 40 or 50 years in the future, at a time when the Ozark Mountain area of the U.S. has been declared off limits because of nuclear contamination. Ozone is quite different from Theroux's other work.
I haven't written this much about the United States before. That's actually the most unusual thing.
Ozone is reminiscent of Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, but Theroux insists his book is not about the future as such.
I wanted this to be about an adventure, about an ordeal, about a kidnapping, and to have the future happening around it.
While Ozone is a big and often complex book, the basic story centers around the abduction of a 15-year-old genius by so-called aliens who have been quarantined in the Forbidden Area. Paul Theroux does not see his novel as science fiction.
I don't read it myself. I've never really liked it because I find it a little unbelievable. I always felt, and I feel now, that our future is on this Earth. It's not on other planets.
Paul Theroux believes it is possible to forecast the future with relative accuracy.
Everything that is going to happen to us, all those seeds of growth or destruction or whatever, are contained within us and within the society that we have.
As a world traveler, Paul Theroux has seen societies in transition.
I come from Cape Cod. There are parts of Cape Cod that now look like California. Now there's this kind of strip. There are pizza places, there are discos and so forth.
Massachusetts-born Paul Theroux, a gifted writer whose latest book, Ozone, was published by Putnam. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Novelist Paul Theroux takes us into the identifiable future with his latest novel, Ozone. It's a world of decadence populated by two classes, the elite known as owners who live in fortress-like towers, and the disinherited known as aliens who are fair game for roaming amateur death squads. The inhabitants of Theroux's bleak world must carry official ID cards and are required to identify themselves at one checkpoint after another. Theroux shudders at the thought of official IDs, such as those required by countries like Russia, China, and even France.
And as soon as you have ID cards, some people won't have them. Those are the aliens of the future, and those are the outsiders of the future.
Paul Theroux believes it is impossible to contain all of the impoverished outsiders who are flooding America's shores.
The most successful country today, economically, is not the United States, it's Japan, which doesn't allow people to emigrate, which has one race, one language, and which is, in a sense, one family.
In Ozone, the center of the U.S. is a forbidden area because of a nuclear accident and the resulting radiation. Paul Theroux says he is not worried about the prospect of nuclear war.
What's much more likely is a nuclear accident, somebody pressing the wrong button, something melting down, something heating up, and a real disaster happening.
Paul Theroux says the world has, in fact, been in a continual state of war since the 1940s, and that worldwide terrorism is a manifestation of that war.
There's a war between Iran and Iraq going on now. It's been going on for years. They send little children into the minefields to pick. They have poison gas. No one actually pays much attention to it. That war will go on for another 30 years, maybe another 50 years. No one really cares.
Paul Theroux, he's the author of some 24 books, among them The Mosquito Coast and The Great Railway Bazaar. Putnam published his thought-provoking novel of the future, Ozone. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Paul Theroux may be best known for his riveting novel, The Mosquito Coast, the tale of a family which leaves its tidy world in the States to settle in a South American jungle. The movie version of Mosquito Coast stars Harrison Ford. Theroux worked a little on the screenplay, but says he was mostly an observer. Paul Theroux was born in Massachusetts and is of French-Canadian extraction. His brothers Alexander and Joseph are also novelists, and another brother, Peter, has written a book about the Middle East. Phyllis Theroux, who was once married to one of Paul's brothers, is also a writer. But Theroux says he was not born to a scholarly family.
Writers don't come from scholarly families. Writers aren't scholars. I'm not an intellectual. I'm not a scholar. I think writers come from families that talk a lot, that tell stories, that sing songs.
Theroux can say one thing about his family. It was big. 7 children, and there was little privacy.
I always wanted my own room. I always wanted a room, a desk, and a place where I could shut the door and no one would come in and not be disturbed. And I didn't have that, actually, till I left home.
Paul Theroux's latest novel is called Ozone. It is set in a somewhat depressing future following a nuclear accident and a global economic collapse. The book is both plausible and frightening.
I want people, when they read my books, to believe them. To believe that they're happening or that they could happen, to be absorbed by them and to find some pleasure in them.
Paul Theroux caused waves in England a couple of years ago when his book, The Kingdom by the Sea, pictured the English as bigots who regard foreigners with contempt and scorn. Nevertheless, Theroux lives much of the year in London.
I went through Heathrow Airport immigration and the person stamped my passport and then looked at my name and said, Paul Theroux, didn't you write a book about England? I said, yeah. He said, God, I thought we'd got rid of you. I said, no, I'm back.
Paul Theroux, a world-class writer with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim.